The Muddle-Headed Wombat, written by Ruth Park.
There was once a muddle-headed wombat sitting in the grass and feeling very lonely. Do you know what a wombat is?
It's me!
It's not time for you to come in yet, wombat. Well, a wombat is a square little animal with stumpy legs and no tail to speak of and... Wombat!
Oh, all right.
That's better. Well, there was Wombat sitting in the grass and feeling sad. He hadn't any aunts or uncles and he'd lost his pocket money.
Oh, if I only had a friend. A nice, comfy little friend who could fit in my cardigan pocket. A wombat could have a great many adventures with a friend like that.
Suddenly he saw, in the paddock nearby, a wooden man waving his wooden arms and squeaking a song of his own. It was a scarecrow. He wore a raggy white coat and a big straw hat and yellow gloves on his wooden hands. Wombat was delighted to see him.
Perhaps I can make friends with him. Choo-hoo! Mr. Scarecrow, here comes your little wombat.
Every time the wind puffed over the gullies, the wooden man swung his arms to left and right. But Wombat didn't know this. He thought the scarecrow was waving to him. He stood up on his hind legs and pulled at the scarecrow's coat.
Here I am! Aren't you glad to see me?
That was the scarecrow's arm thumping poor Wombat on the head. Just as well Wombat's head is as hard as a rock.
Well, you hideous old cobblewobble, that's a nice thing to do to a friend. I'm going to push you over. That's what I'm going to do.
And Wombat put his forehead against the post which held the scarecrow and pushed and pushed until there was a creak and a crack and down went the wooden man all in a heap. Away bowled his straw hat with Wombat after it. And somehow it was such a friendly-looking hat, with a nice wavy brim and an airy sort of hole in the crown, that Wombat put it on.
Hello, you dear old hat. You and I can be friends anyway.
Suddenly Wombat heard a queer little noise.
Do you hear that, you dear old hat? That's a very little animal, and it's sad and miserable.
Wombat galumped over to the side of the road and peeped in amongst the tall grass stalks. And there he saw the tiniest, furriest animal rolled into a ball and crying to itself.